and thinking of the gospel meeting tonight, I was thinking of this, a question that the disciples asked in John chapter 19. I'll read from verse 16. And behold, one came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt not commit murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, honour thy father and mother, and love thy neighbour as thyself. And the young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I? Yet Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell what thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possession. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that the rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And I say again unto you that it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. And this is the question I want to bring before us tonight. Is when his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? I've quite a number of other scriptures to read, but that's the verse I would like to speak about tonight. Who then can be saved? If we look at the passage of Matthew and read, before the Lord, this young man came to the Lord Jesus, there was the mothers of Salem who brought their children to the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus said to his disciples tried to chase him away. He said, Suffer the little children to come unto me. And then here was this rich young man. And there are many good things about the rich young man. We know he's very rich. But he came to the Lord Jesus. He came to the right person. But he came with the wrong question. He says, What good thing could I do that I might inherit eternal life? This man had probably everything in life that life could give him. But he wanted something more. He wanted eternal life. And the Lord Jesus knew the heart of the young man. And he says to him, You know the commandments. And this young man, when he heard the commandments, he says, All these I've kept these from my youth. So we take it he was a good young man, wasn't he? But the Bible teaches us that the law only was a schoolmaster. It was the law that pointed men and women of their pointed out the failure of men and women. It was a schoolmaster to bring them to the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, you know what happened, he said, Go sell what you have. Give to the poor. And you can have eternal life. That is the message. The message of the gospel is preaching. Who can be saved? When I was reading through it, I thought this about it. I'm sure each and every one of us has done it in the past. And looked at certain people. And we would say to ourselves, well, they can't be saved. They would be good if they were saved. And I'm sure we've all done it. I'm sure we've all looked at people and say, how it was nice to see that nice person being saved. And yet, when we go through the Gospels, we find there's a variety of people come to the Lord Jesus. The disciples asked, who then can be saved? They've made a mistake with the children. When the Lord Jesus suffered the little children, they come unto me. And here was a such young man, and I'm sure the disciples thought, what a good disciple this would make. A good young man. But his heart was in the wrong place. He loved his riches. He wasn't prepared to follow the Lord Jesus. He wasn't prepared to take the Lord Jesus into his life. And that's the question we asked right at the start of the meeting. And throughout the Gospel as we preach it tonight, we ask that question, who then can be saved? The first question you've got to ask is, are you saved? I know in the company, there's most in the company, everybody in the company is saved. And yet there are people probably listening on the internet now. And they've got to ask that question, am I ready? For the ready saved? Am I really saved? There were other scriptures I was going to read. I was going to read Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16, we find that when Paul was in prison, Paul and Silas in prison, or the great earthquake, and the prison bars were open, the prison cells were opened, and the prison jailer came in, and he found the apostle Paul and Silas, and he said to him, do thyself no harm. He was going to kill himself. Then he asked the question, what must I do to be saved? Not what good could I do to be saved. Not that I could inherit salvation. He says, what must I do? And the simple question was, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. That is the message of the Gospel. A message of believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, thinking of the Gospel, when we read through the Gospel, we find that men and women came to the Lord Jesus. I was reading through Matthew, the many that came to the Lord Jesus. Some came because they'd seen what the Lord Jesus had done in others. We find in Matthew, the two lepers come to the Lord Jesus, and they say, then we're like to say, he said, if thou wilt, thou canst make us clean. Now there were two men that had seen what the Lord Jesus could do, you know. And we're living in a day when men and women know what the Lord Jesus could do. Many people know that the Lord Jesus could save them. But here was two men. They knew that the Lord Jesus could cleanse them. And they came and they said, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make us clean. That's a glorious message of the Gospel, because the Lord Jesus says, I will, be thou clean. And if we go to keep going through Matthew's Gospel, we find the brothers came to the Lord. The Lord Jesus told a story. He says there were two men, and the two men built houses. One built one's house on a rock. The other one built his house in the sand. And when the rains came and the floods came, the house upon the rock stood still. But their house in the sand fell down, fell flat. In other words, the people that put their faith in themselves were like those that built their houses on the sand. But those that put their trust in the Lord Jesus put their house, built their hope on the rock, the solid rock of Christ. And going just quickly through Matthew, we find that there were many others came to the Lord Jesus. There was the woman one day came to the Lord Jesus, and she said, "Look, if I may just touch the hem of the Lord Jesus' garment, I could be made whole." And that's the message of the gospel. If men and women come to the Lord Jesus and find them as their Lord and Saviour, they just need to touch him, they'll be saved. You know, we cannot choose who could be saved. It's not ours to do. But if men and women seek after the Lord Jesus and come and just touch him, the woman says, "If I may but touch him, touch the hem of his garment." And she came and she did. She touched the hem of his garment, and immediately she was made whole. The sad story that we read about the young man, this rich young man, he wanted the right thing. He wanted the eternal life. He came to the right person, but he wasn't going to pay the price. He wasn't going to trust the Lord Jesus. He wasn't going to put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. And the scripture says this, that the man went away sorrowful. Most people that came to the Lord Jesus when they were healed would go away joyfully. Often think of the man that was by the pool of Bethesda. Think about it, he'd been there 38 years. That's a long, long time in somebody's life. Yeah, that's nearly 40 years. He'd been lying beside the pool of Bethesda. And we know the story well, don't we, that the Lord Jesus spoke to him. And the man just looked at the Lord Jesus and said, "I've nobody to help me. I've no one to help me." And the Lord Jesus says to him, "Take up thy bed and walk." And it says immediately the man took up his bed and walked. I'm sure that man was a very, very happy man. Even though it was a Sabbath day that he walked, he rolled up his bed and walked. I'm sure he was a happy man. He'd be joined because he got the blessing that came to the Lord Jesus with just coming in contact with the Lord Jesus. The preaching of the gospel and being saved, we point men and women to the Lord Jesus. Only the Lord Jesus can make a difference. Only the Lord Jesus can save. When we think of others that came to the Lord Jesus, I'm bringing before you tonight those that came to the Lord Jesus. It wasn't the men and women that knew all about him. We know if we went to John 3 and the start of John 3, when Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus, it says this, Nicodemus says this, "We know that thou art a teacher come from God." Nicodemus had been looking at the Lord Jesus and he didn't recognize what he was doing. And Nicodemus came to the Lord Jesus and said, "We know that thou art a teacher come from God." But if we went further on in John's Gospel, we find there were women come to the well of Samaria. And the Lord asked her for a drink. She had no idea who the Lord Jesus was. And yet, as a Jew, as a Samaritan, she knew that the Messiah was coming. She knew that. She wondered at the Jew, the Lord Jesus, speaking to her and asked her for a drink. And when the Lord Jesus spoke to her, the Lord Jesus, we know the story well, he says, "Go, call thy husband." And this woman had five husbands. And she confessed to the Lord Jesus, "Look, I've had five husbands. And the one that I've got now is not my husband." And the Lord Jesus told her about drinking of the water that he could give her. We read these words that the woman left her water pots where she was, and went back into the city. And the first thing she did, she told men and women about the Lord Jesus. You know, that's salvation, isn't it? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord. She went and she said to the men and women of the city, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And if we read this story in John's Gospel, we find that many of the Samaritans believe in the Lord Jesus because of the saying of the woman. And then it says many of them believed in the Lord Jesus, for they went out to see the Lord Jesus at the well. They went out to hear him. And they believed because of what they heard. Salvation came by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3 and verse 18, we find that there's two different types of people. There's them that believe, and them that don't believe. And that's the message of the gospel we preach tonight. We preach a message that divides the company into two. Men and women that believe. If they believe, they've got life. If they don't believe, they're lost. It's a solemn message, isn't it? To think that men and women could hear the message of the gospel, could know the message of the gospel, and yet they're lost. If there are any tonight under our hear these words and know that they can be saved and do nothing about it. You know, in heaven, there are a day coming when you'll say who will be in heaven and who will not be in heaven. It won't be the preacher that says who will be in heaven. It'll be yourself. It'll be yourself. It'll be the decision that you make, that I make, that'll determine whether we're in heaven or not. It says them that believe will be in heaven. Them that believe not, will not be in heaven. You may say, well, if you don't, what do you mean, don't believe? Do you believe tonight that the Lord Jesus died on Calvary's cross? He was buried. And he lay in the grave for 3 days, and the third and the appointed day, God raised him from the dead. And that's Romans 10 and 9, isn't it? If thou shalt confess with thy mouth, Jesus is Lord, and believe in thy heart God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. When we say believe in the Lord Jesus as Lord, you know, Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he addressed the company. And he said to the men and women, that multitude that was there, he said, look, you took by wicked hands and crucified and slew the Lord Jesus Christ. But God raised him from the dead. And Peter says these words, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Think about it tonight, what happened there. Think of that multitude. They had been there at the Pilate's judgment seat. Many had been there shouting, we will not have him to reign over us. Away with him. Crucify him. And Peter stood up and accused them. He said, you did. You by wicked hands took the Lord Jesus. You crucified him. You rejected him. But God raised him from the dead the third and appointed day. And the message I preach tonight is that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So the people of that day had to repent for their They had to turn about their idea. They had rejected the Lord Jesus. They had to turn around and say, we'll confess him as Lord. That's what salvation is all about, confessing Christ as Lord. Just thinking of the end, when the Lord Jesus went to Calvary's cross, he went for sinners. He died for sinners, not he died for sin, but not his own. He died for sin for you and my, you and me, that we might know eternal life. And it's free to all. If we thus answer the disciples' question, who then can be saved? The Lord Jesus gave the answer, whosoever will. Whosoever, John 3:16, if I shall confess with thy mouth, if, for God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish. The question was for the who, was whosoever will. But as John writing the words of the Lord Jesus in his sermon to his preaching to Nicodemus, he says, there are those that will believe, and there are those that won't believe. And that's the question you leave with you tonight. Will you believe in the Lord Jesus? Will you accept him as your Lord and Saviour? Or will you put off? Will you reject him? Will you be like the rich young man, think that he's more of this earth than he wanted heaven? And you know there are a lot of people in this world like that. They're quite content to go on their evil way, and they're down path. They're lost eternity, not knowing what lies before them. Heedless and careless. That's what the writer to the Hebrews says, isn't it? How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There's no escape. And yet there's much neglect. There's many people neglect. And there's many people today who have been lost eternity. Just simply because they neglected. Because they rejected the Lord Jesus, they refused to believe in the Lord Jesus. And the words that Paul said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Shall we pray? Our God and Father, we thank you again for this short message in the Gospel. And again we pray, our God and Father, we'd love the men and women to give heed to the Lord Jesus and answer in their heart, who then can be saved? All can be saved, and yet all won't be saved because they reject. We pray again tonight there may be some that hear the statements throughout this land may find the Lord Jesus as their Savior. Think of the many Gospel meetings being held at this time, and our prayer and desire would be that thy blessing may be upon them, and there may be yet many turn to thee for salvation. Again, we'd ask that thou part us with thy blessing, because we ask it in and through the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. I was looking at a hymn, it's 214. Give me thy heart, says the Father above, no gift so precious to him as our love. Softly he whispers, wherever thou art, gratefully trust me, and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, says the Saviour of men, calling in mercy again and again, turning now from sin and from evil depart. Have I not died for thee? Give me thy heart. Remain seated and sing the whole hymn, 214.